There are twists and turns in our TV highlights this week.
Mark Nolan on Excite Radio.
If you think back long and hard to last week, you might remember we were talking about the return of the American glamorous drama Devious Maids. Well, coincidentally, we celebrated the 10th anniversary since the mother of that show, Desperate Housewives, aired on ABC in America. And coincidentally beyond that, Rosalind Sanchez, now starring as Helmi Carmen Luna, was first lined up to play housewife Gabrielle. Courtney Cox, incidentally, was originally earmarked to play Susan, and even Pamela Anderson was considered for Edie, which, with hindsight, may have been a less troublesome casting for creator Mark Cherry. Dana Delaney was originally cast as Bree, but she later joined the cast as Catherine Mayfair. Enough, though, of our history lesson on a show that no longer exists. It's time to turn our attention to one that no longer exists at the moment, as cult American drama Twin Peaks is set to return to our screens in 2016, 25 years after we first said goodbye. But there's a link here too. In case you don't remember, Twin Peaks starred Kyle MacLachlan, later to join Desperate Housewives as Bree's other half, Orson. Now, will return to home shores, assuming that home is Chelsea, as Channel 4 announced that their E4-based structured reality television series returns to Chelsea after a dramatic summer in New York and features three new characters: Tiffany Watson, otherwise known as Tiff, Lonan and Herley, and Will Colebrook. A show enjoyed by young and old alike, of course, although mostly the young. On the subject of young people, many of us of a certain age may well have enjoyed the fact that our creations or works of art may once have been featured on TV, thanks to the likes of the late Tony Hart and Vision On. Well, the very young of today have the opportunity to have their work showcased too, although not by using pencils and crayons as such, but rather their skills with digital devices. CBBC has given the next generation of digital content creators an amazing opportunity to design a game that will be turned into a free app and released across the UK for all kids to play, the statement read. The competition is open to 6 to 12 year olds, and the winning idea will be chosen by a panel chaired by the Duke of York, Richard McCourt and Dominic Wood. Seemingly trying to shake off their pseudonyms of Dick and Dom, launched the competition this week. Time now to turn our attentions to the more mature audiences then, as the BBC has this week announced a major new six-part John le Carré series, The Night Manager. Described as a post-Cold War fusion of spies and organised crime, a book that's both hugely exciting and frighteningly plausible, it's the first BBC TV adaptation of a le Carré novel for almost 30 years, since The Perfect Spy aired in 1987. Meanwhile, filming began this week on a new BBC production, River, written and created by Emmy Award-winning Abby Morgan and starring Stellan Skarsgård, as seen in the hit film The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. He's John River, a brilliant police officer whose genius and fault line is the fragility of his mind, a man haunted by the murder victims whose cases he must later rest. The show also features Nicola Walker, recently seen in Last Tango in Halifax, but perhaps more famous for Spooks, playing River's colleague and confidant, Detective Sergeant Jackie Stevie Stevenson. ITV, on the other hand, have announced a cast for their new atmospheric thriller, Safe House. Former Doctor Who star Christopher Eccleston will be joined by Marsha Thomason for White Collar. Patterson Joseph, who was also rumoured to play Doctor Who recently, you might remember, is also starring in the new four-part tense thriller set in the beautiful wilderness of the Lake District. Filming also began this week on That Story, which revolves around a married couple, former detective Robert and teacher Katie, who are asked by a close friend and police officer Mark to turn their remote guest house into a safe house. The first so-called guests at the safe house are a family in fear of their lives after they were violently attacked by someone who claimed to know them. And so it looks like we have a little something for everybody in this latest batch of future TV reviews, and we didn't have time to mention BBC celebrating the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, or their celebration of the brilliance of Rembrandt. But if you're lucky, next week we just might, as well as talk about the crisis at LAX airport that leaves dozens of aeroplanes unable to land, and so the government enlists a team of misfit geniuses to save the day on their series premiere of Scorpion on ITV. We'll catch up with those next week. But for now, don't forget, you can check out all of the listings on the leader.info website and also pick up the Leader newspaper out every single Monday.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.